Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas, guys. Welcome back to my podcast, She Speaks. And here she speaks of things that matter. Okay. My name is Uyinko, and I'm forever and ever your host. If you're new here, thank you for stopping by. We're a community of people who are happy, excited, talk about Jesus, happy about Jesus, and all of those things, all of that good stuff. You can listen to the previous episodes, and we are currently ending a challenge of 25 days of gratitude with She Speaks. And if you're a returning listener, thank you for always coming back. Thank you for always listening. Thank you for always sharing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Speaking of the 25 days of gratitude, you guys, it's finally the end of this. This is the 25th day of gratitude with She Speaks, and trust me, I am super elated about this. I'm excited, not that it's coming to an end. Of course, I have mixed feelings because I wish I could continue, I wish I could just extend it. But thank you guys for being here. And our guest for today, this person is a sophisticated babe. Sophisticated babe, an amazing personality, a wonderful person, a beautiful soul, a mind-blowing individual. You guys do not want to know about this. Stay with me while our guest comes in. Bye. No, wait, stay with me. Hi guys, welcome to the last day 25 of the gratitude challenge with She Speaks. It's the last day of the Podmas challenge, and it has been nothing short of amazing. Trust me, I really wish that we should not end this, but I mean, it is what it is. And one thing I'm grateful for is that despite all the hurdles, my consistency was consistency in, if that's a word, I don't even care. But my consistency was in check, and that's one thing that I'm grateful for. If somebody said that when you would do this and you finish and you'll be consistent, I would say it's a lie. When I started it, I was like, I'm sure that I'm not going to be consistent with this thing, but let me just do it. So it's not like when you continue to do. Honestly, I'm excited that I blew my own mind and I completed this thing. I was doing Podmas challenge when I had back-to-back exams and projects to and deadlines to meet as well. I was doing all of these things, and people were like, how are you doing this thing with exams? How are you able to manage all of these things? And honestly, that's one thing that I'm grateful for. Takes me to another thing I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for balance. That's one thing I've been able to learn this year. Balance, how to balance all aspects of my life together without anyone suffering for the other. And honestly, it's such a privilege to have been able to do this challenge with all the amazing people that came on board. From the third day to the 24th day, you all are amazing. Thank you all so much. I mean, you guys came through for your girl. You guys came through for your girl, and I can't be more happier, honestly. Even all of you people that stressed me, and I'm sorry for making you guys record more than once. Some people have to record more than once because what they sent was not exactly excellent enough for She Speaks. So She Speaks say, you gotta record this again. And then they won't fix, they record again and resend and all those things. And then what somebody told me, I was like, I respect you, because how will you do this at once? And that's just it. I mean, I told her that day that you have to call me one take, because one take I record and I move. Sometimes I didn't even listen again to edit. I just publish like that, and there are barely any mistakes. Thank you guys so much for being here, my listeners. You guys have been so amazing throughout this challenge. You guys literally skyrocketed this podcast all because of this challenge. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being grateful. Thank you for helping me to build this dream and bring this vision to fruition, right? Thank you guys for being so amazing. Another thing I'm grateful for is my friends. I'm honestly so grateful for the people in my corner. Not exactly my friends, my relationships. I'm grateful for my relationships this year. Family, friendships, and all of those things. Mansions, you guys are amazing. We had a huge loss this year, losing my sister. But I must beat my chest to say, loss or no loss, this year was an amazing year. And we did so many good things for God. And then people will look at me and be like, Nicole, you literally just lost your sister. How are you able to do all of these things? How are you able to manage all of these things? And then when I recently lost my sister, I did quite a number of things, helping people out with their mental health problems and all those things. And people were like, you have to slow down on these things. You can't just be giving out in hurt and all those things. And I'm like, it's not a big deal. But even though I'm just healing, I'm still healing this year. This year has been such an amazing year, from having several leadership positions in school, managing those with grief, school itself. I recently just had to major in literature, and trust me, it choke. That's all I can say. My God, I don't know who sent me, but my God is forever faithful. He's always coming through for me. God cannot mismanage your life. This is one thing that few of my guests have said, and I'm repeating. God cannot mismanage your life. I put my life in God's hands this year, and God told me that this is my year of trust. And I trusted Him with every fiber of my being, and was able to carry me from the state I was last year to the state I am this year. I mean, this year was my year of, I think I'll keep this for the last day of the year, but this year was such an amazing year for me. Despite the loss, despite all odds, this year was super duper amazing for me. And speaking of the people I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for the mansions, I'm grateful for my choir in school, Living Spring Chapel Choir. You guys are super amazing. Thank you for holding it down for me. I'm grateful for my classmates, English 23. You guys are amazing. Specifically, I'm grateful for Tinuke, Mo, I'm grateful for Imole, I'm grateful for Miracle. I'm grateful for my friends, Jola, Kuride, Hadassah, Timmy was my roommate last semester, and now I literally recorded almost all the days when she was there, and then it was still excellent. She was such an amazing person. Thank you so much, Timmy. Thank you so much. I'm grateful for Lauren Shogun. Thank you for being such an amazing person. Thank you for being so sweet. Thank you for being so thoughtful. Thank you for being such a, I have no words to quantify, but thank you so much. Thank you to all my guys. Thank you to all my guys. You guys made this year easy for me. Despite all that happened, you guys made this year so easy for me. I don't think I left out any names. Thanks to Demiladi. I think I mentioned Demiladi's name. I don't want anybody to come and butcher me after. But then if I didn't mention your name, trust me when I say that you still have a special place in my heart. And to the people I just recently met towards the end of the year, Paula, Israela, Erica, you guys are so amazing, and I'm so grateful that I met you guys this year. Cheers to doing greater things in 2023. Thanks to all of these guys that I mentioned and the ones that I probably have forgotten to. Thanks to you guys for spurring me to greatness. Thanks for always pinching me to say you can do it and you will do it. Thank you for always checking on me to know if I'm truly fine. I'm so excited that I scaled through this year in one piece. And this brings me to the next thing I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for peace. Anytime anybody asks that was my name, I'll say Unicorn, but in the actual sense of it, my first name is actually Shalom. But I don't like people calling me that. Please don't ask me any question. I don't like people calling me Shalom, but Shalom is actually my first name, and that it means peace, nothing missing, nothing broken. And that's exactly what I've encountered. God has kept me in perfect peace, even though the enemy tried to put thorns in my flesh. God has kept me in perfect peace. God said this year is the year where I'll break barriers and do things that I've never done before. And I did exactly that. And then my friends always marvel when I do these things. And they're like, can't you just rest? Like, can't you just rest? You literally are going through a phase. Can't you just let this year be that year where you're silent? And I'm like, no. Whatever God said I'm going to do, I'm going to do every single thing that God has called me to be. This year is the year that I started spoken word pieces as well. This year has been a lot, but God has been so faithful. God has been so faithful. Specifically, I'm grateful for healing. I'm grateful for healing for my family, for my parents, for my sister. I'm grateful that anybody that comes into our home will not know that we actually just lost somebody. And then we still laugh, we're still happy, we have the joy of the Holy Ghost booming all around. And I'm just like, yo, God, aren't you faithful? Thanks to God for keeping us in perfect peace. And yes, thanks to my late sister as well for being in my subconscious, always reminding me. With anytime I see a picture, I'm always reminded that you, this babe always wanted me to do a lot of things. This babe always wanted me to be this and be that. And that's exactly what I'm going to do for her. Either alive or late, this is exactly how I'm going to live my life, the way she wanted me to, according to God's will. And trust me when I say I'm doing that. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for her as well. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for the privilege to smile. I'm grateful for a lot of things, but yeah, it's like the things I can remember. And like I said, I'm particularly grateful for the people that believe in me, that believe that yes, she speaks as a vision and we must push it to fruition. Shout out to everybody that was there for me throughout my campaign season in school. You guys really kept it down for me, and honestly, I met mind-blowing people that never thought that I could talk to or even be in the same sphere with. It was such an amazing experience, and I'm super grateful for you guys. Thank you so much for being there. And to you listening, thank you for always listening. Thank you for always sharing with your friends. Thank you for always being there for She Speaks. It's a privilege to always speak to you. Trust me when I say that. It's a privilege to always speak to you. I'm forever grateful for each and every one of you. I love you so much. I love you so, so much. Fun fact, I'm recording this at 1:25 a.m. in the morning, Christmas morning. And this is my second take, actually. I recorded a 25-minute one around 1 p.m. yesterday. And time for me to publish, and I couldn't find it, so I had to record this again, some of the things that we do. But it is what it is. I'm grateful. I'm super grateful. I'm literally grinning from year to year because I'm just grateful. And lastly, I'm grateful for Jesus. Most importantly, I'm grateful for my Father. I'm grateful for Abba. Thank you, Jesus, for being my guy. I mean, throughout this year, one thing that most people had said is that it was so palpable. My relationship with God was so palpable with the way I related most of the things that I did and the way I was able to balance it all. And honestly, I appreciate that you guys see what Jesus is doing in my life, because, yo, he's doing a lot. He is doing a lot of things. And particularly when I lost my sister, people were like, oh my God, Oinko, you are such an actual Abba's baby, because anybody that goes through this will never handle grief the way you have. And I'm forever grateful for this. I'm grateful for the people that I could talk to during this, my grieving period. And I'm so grateful for God. Grateful that God was there for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And yeah, Merry Christmas to you all. Merry Christmas to you all. I pray that this Christmas will give you the best gift that you could ever imagine, in Jesus' name. It's a season of giving, and I pray that you get the best gift that you ever wanted in the name of Jesus. Don't forget to share love to somebody today, and don't forget to tell somebody about Jesus. Merry Christmas, and thank you for listening. This is the end of the Podmas Challenge, the end of the 25 days of gratitude with She Speaks. And trust me when I say that it was a honor, it was a privilege, and definitely a beautiful experience. I love you. Thank you. Don't forget to share this with a friend as well. We're still being grateful, and expect one more episode before the end of the year. Bye.